heard of the call, first raised in Oakland, to occupy the prisons. I gasped. It was not an especially radical call, but it was right on time. For prisons had become a metaphor, the shadow side, if you will, of America, with oceans of words about freedom, and the reality is that the U.S. is the world's leader of the incarceration industry. It's more than time for the focused attention of the Occupy movement. It's past time. For the U.S. has been the world's largest imprisoner for decades, much the fault of the so-called drug war, what I call the war on the poor. And Occupy, now an international movement, certainly has no shortage of prisons to choose from. Every state, every rural district, every hamlet in America has a prison, a place where the Constitution doesn't exist and where slavery is all but legalized. When law professor Michelle Alexander took on the topic, her book, The New Jim Crow, took off like hotcakes, selling over 100,000 copies in just a few months. And where there are prisons, there is torture, brutal beatings, grave humiliations, perverse censorship, and even murders, all under a legal system that is as blind as the statue which holds a scale, her eyes covered by a frigid blindfold. So what is Occupy to do? Initially, it must support movements such as those calling for the freedom of Lakota fighter Leonard Peltier, the Move veterans of August 8, 1978, the remaining two members of the Angola Three, Herman Wallace and Albert Woodfox, Sundiata Akoli, Russell Maroon Schultz, and many, many other brothers and sisters who spent lifetimes in a steel and brick hellhole. But the Occupy movement must do more. As it shifted the discussion and paradigm on economic issues, it must turn the wheel of the so-called criminal justice system in America that is, in fact, a destructive, counterproductive $69 billion boondoggle of repression, better known by activists as the prison industrial complex. That means more than a one-day event, no matter how massive or impressive. It means building a mass movement that demands and fights for real change, and eventually abolition of structures that do far more social damage than good. It means the abolition of solitary confinement, for it is no more than modern-day torture chambers for the poor. It means the repeal of repressive laws that support such structures. It means real social change, or it means nothing. So let us begin, down with the prison industrial complex. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.